I have no idea. I haven't had a chance to talk to John about it, man. But of course, everyone here knows that John is an essential part of our defense. And he's our leader. He's the guy who we look to, you know, to be able to help us as far as leaders, who we look to for leadership and, of course, his style of play.
Coach Spags talked this week about, you know, playing fast, don't worry about making mistakes. Do you think that helped you guys just think you play
looser? Yeah, it definitely helped me, and I think it helped the entire defense as well. And I think it's important for us to keep that mindset as the season continues, is to continue to play fast and be the aggressor, you know, when we're on the field.
Appreciate you.
JT, if you were asked this before, where do you see the biggest difference in the defense this week versus last week?
I think we played a bit faster this week. I think we affected the quarterback, which is important for us, and we were able to contain the run. We want to be better at stopping opposing offenses on third and short situations where they were able to run the ball. But other than that, there were some bright spots in the defense, and I definitely think tonight that we took a step forward.
And JT, I'm sorry, quick. I know you got to ask for it. Can you just take us through that forced fumble sack on that first half play?
Yeah, we end up blitzing the weak side of the offense, and Jay Miles timed it up nicely in the back, had to kick out to him before he got to me, and I was able to stay tight and to run the pass rush game and come free. I'm a guy that's all about the football. I'm about creating turnovers. So when I bend the corner and seen that I had the opportunity to have a sack, it was most important for me to get the ball out and get our team back the ball.
Thanks, JT. Appreciate it.
No problem.